Mr. Temple, what do you usually look for when you're investigating a case?
Oh, I don't know that I look for anything. I just hope to goodness I'm going to be lucky.
But it isn't just a question of luck, surely.
Well, luck plays a very important part. You'd be surprised.
But in your last book, the principal character, the detective chap, said that in the final analysis, it was always the little things that became important. The sound of a voice. Finding a name in a diary. Remembering a face at the right moment.
Did I write that?
Yes.
It's jolly good.
Oh.
Would you mind changing the subject?
Would you like to talk about fish?
Why not? By Timothy, there's a whopper.
I bet he's the one that got away. Oh, Paul, is there someone waving to us?
Where?
Up on the cliff.
I can't see anyone.
I can see a man there quite distinctly a moment ago.
He's probably crossed over to the other side. We'll see him again when we get round the headland. What was that?
There's someone firing at us. Keep down.
What's he playing at? Oh, are you? What the blazes do you think you're doing?
I can't hear you, Bob. Get down.
Oh, Bob's been hit.
Bob, are you all right?
It's my arm.
Keep down, Bob. Don't move.
Is he all right?
Yes, it's nothing serious. Now, keep down, Steve. I don't want our sharpshooting friend to take another pot at us.
Well, it must have been the man I saw on the cliff. He was obviously watching the boat.
Yes. Hurting you, Bob?
No, it's not too bad, Mr. Temple.
Now, lie still for a while. I can handle the boat.
I think he's gone. I can't see him.
Oh, I'd like to get my hands
take
on
it. Take it easy, Bob. Take it easy. I'll try and turn the launch around.
That lever, Mr. Temple. On the left.
Right.